proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, I'll be joined by MJ Bolt, Spokane County Chair. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier, once again, your favorite far-right shock jock and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. I guess I should have also said that you're the GOP chair. That probably would have been a better move. Hey, everyone, head on over to churchandstate.media, share these shows. This is going to be a good show for you to share, especially if you reside in Spokane County, because they're looking for volunteers, looking for people to get engaged in the system. And as I said on a previous show, if you think that you were born for such a time as this, prove it. Also, take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. And we're just talking about vegetarians, so why not, right, Chris? Hey, if you like beef as much as I do and hate it as much as Chris does, well, regardless, you should probably have it in your house. And the best thing to do is have some storable beef. It is freeze-dried, it's grass-fed, grass-finished, it's all organic, 10 to 15-year shelf life. You are going to be okay when Klaus Schwab says, eats the bugs. You'll say, no, I've got beef. It's in my basement. I'm ready to go. So use that promo code Church and State. Get some of the stuff. It's high quality. I cannot speak high enough about this thing. It is an incredible product. Also, if you want to donate specifically to us, Church and State, right there, just hit that donate button, churchandstate.media, hit the donate button. And if you want to get a hold of us, churchandstate1776@proton.me. All right, I'm going to go through a couple of events real quick, and then I'm going to bring on our guest right away. We've got the homeschool conference. This is going to be at Valley Assembly, 15618 East Broadway, right there in Spokane Valley, right by the Walmart. If you hate public indoctrination as much as I do, then we've got some options for you. It's a whole conference. It'll really educate you on how easy it is to actually homeschool, get in a homeschool co-op, whatever you want to do. Look, I can't do math. I'm a Marine, right? I lick windows. But when it comes to like history or politics, I can teach that subject. All right. So get involved in a homeschool co-op. All right. Bring somebody in like me. Actually, I don't have the time for that. But somebody like me who can teach politics, history, and then bring in some mathematician who actually knows stuff. Don't look to me if you're trying to teach your kids how to type. I'm a two-finger guy. It's horrible. Anyway, also, we've got the Vax Unvax bus in Spokane, April 19th. This is 12929 East Sprague Avenue. A whole bunch of just amazing doctors that are going to be sharing with you what they experienced during COVID and how the vaccine was extremely problematic. We're also going to have a number of individuals that are going to be giving their testimonies of how they were injured or how they had family members that were injured from the vaccine. So head on over to that one as well. We also got the General Flynn movie. This is going to be an incredible event. It's going to be in Spokane, April 25th. That's a Thursday. Meeting at 5 p.m. A movie starts at 6:30 p.m. This is at On Fire Ministries. $35 ticket. It's pretty cheap to go see the general in person. And also, remember, if you purchase your ticket and you screenshot it and you send it to us, you are entered into a contest to get a signed book from General Flynn. And also, you'll get to meet with him one-on-one. So buy your tickets, ladies and gentlemen. That's a fantastic deal. Okay, let's go on and talk with our fantastic guest. MJ is a woman that I've known for a number of years. She's a fighter, which is probably why I like her. But she is the Spokane County GOP chair, and she's been taking this party in a direction that I really approve of. So, MJ, thank you for joining me on Church and State.
Thanks, Caleb. Good to be here.
Absolutely. So we were talking a little bit off camera, and people know this on the show. I'm not a Republican. I am a constitutionalist. I've been referring to myself as a Bibliotarian lately because I believe in the moral code that is established in the Bible, but have very, very libertarian views in a lot of ways. That being said, I am extremely supportive of especially the local GOP when they're doing things right. And I can say from my own experience in politics that the former GOP in Spokane County, well, they had some problems. But ever since you've taken the helm, it's been very positive.
I appreciate that. Well, it's all about we the people, and it's a grassroots movement. and leadership. And we had a number of people that said they wanted to get involved. You know, we know what the last few years have been like. It's been crazy. And that's why I got involved in politics, because we needed to change things. We were losing our country. And so when we had a bunch of grassroots leaders that wanted to get involved, they were having a hard time, you know, getting responses. I was talking to a lady yesterday about this, that she tried to get involved with the GOP and couldn't get a call back and wanted to make a difference, wanted to make a change. So she just didn't get involved. But now we're calling people back and we're saying, we need you. We can't do this alone. So it's time for us to get involved. It's time to get back to our grassroots, you know, foundation and listen to we the people. And that's what we're doing in the Spokane County Republican Party right now. It's been awesome. And no, it's not just me. It's a ton of, it's all the leaders. It's Mark Anthony's. It's, you know, Chris's. It's Lyle. All these people, Lyle, you know, Brian Noble. Of course, Brian was the, you know, former chair. And it's this passion that we've got to get back to grassroots and our foundational constitutional principles.
Yeah, I love that. And most of the people that watch this show know the reason why I have a problem with the GOP is more at that national level. And we've been totally invaded by the RINOs, which aren't in fact Republicans. They're doing this in Idaho all over the place, where they're actually having Democrats change party affiliation, run as a Republican, but they're still a Democrat. And so that's a massive problem. People don't know the history of really that modern neocon movement and how dangerous it is to our actual republic. And so that's more of my issue with it. When it comes to local GOP and activism, I love it. When you read the GOP platform, it's a fantastic platform. The only issue is a lot of these organizations all across the country, they're not actually following it. Spokane County GOP is following the platform to a T, right?
Yes. And what we did is we took a cue from Idaho because of the problem that you mentioned, right? You can't get elected in Idaho unless you have an R next to your name. So what they did is they developed a process, how to vet their people and how to endorse them, that takes them through a rigorous process that aligns with their platform and then holds them accountable once they're elected. We're doing the same thing here. So starting last year, we started a whole new vetting process that, you know, mirrored after Idaho, so we can make sure to get constitutional, founded, you know, foundational, principled, moral candidates elected. And then we are watching them, making sure that they're voting the right way and standing for those principles. And if they're not, we're having those conversations with them. We have to stay engaged. I mean, we got here because we weren't engaged, right? Now we've got to all come to the table. If we stick our head in the mud, it's just going to get worse and keep going on the trend it was. And that's why, you know, I'm here, why you're here, why so many people are here. It's time to get involved. But we can't do it alone. It's a massive effort. And, you know, we just can't do business as usual anymore. We've got to get involved. We've got to go talk to our neighbors. We've got to say, hey, this is really who these candidates are. You know, will you work with us? Will you go out and talk to your neighbors? Will you go out and take action and promote, you know, these stopping these bad policies, promoting good policies? You know, you just have to get involved at every level.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I mean, it's, you know, and you're also fending off attacks as well, because they're the enemy, the RINO class. They are not going to just stop. They're not going to say, oh, we lost the Spokane County GOP. It's time to take our toys and go home. No, they continue to push people in. They continue to try to assign PCOs that are not actually Republicans. And it sounds like really you established a litmus test, and it's a litmus test off of this, right? And look, I love holding it like this, because I love pointing out, I do it all the time, this is all it takes to govern a free people. That's it. Look how thin that is. It's incredible, right? And if you don't know this, how the heck are you supposed to represent me?
Right, right. That is our backbone. That's our spine. That's our Bible. You know, however you want to put it, that is the foundation of everything we do. And our country is where it is. Our state is where it is. Our county is where it is, because we haven't been holding to that true line enough. And so that is exactly how we're vetting our candidates, how we're holding them accountable, and how we're having those courageous conversations, right? It's not easy. It definitely takes a little bit of nerve to talk to, you know, elected officials, you know, education professionals, and say, this is why the people aren't happy. And we've got to make a change. And this is our kids you're talking about. We're not willing to compromise anymore.
Yeah, we got to have people that are representing us that understand our Constitution, that know that there are certain rights that are given to us by God, not by the Constitution, not by government, but by God, that we're not supposed to infringe upon. And that's what our representatives are sent to go and do, to protect us, to preserve our rights. I was talking with somebody the other day, actually, about what it was like, my political experience, and probably why I didn't last very long. But I always had that in my mind that I was going to push back against bureaucracy. And I brought up the example of roundabouts. Now, people love them, people hate them, right? Most people just hate the fact that people don't have to know how to use a roundabout. And you just stop behind some old person, sorry, Mark, that that just doesn't know how to operate. You know, just sits there like, oh, I don't know when I'm supposed to go. But they would bring these out into Spokane Valley, and they'd say, all right, this is a problematic road. We've had a lot of accidents here. It's a four-way stop right now. We should put in a roundabout. And my question always to them was, well, a roundabout takes a lot more space. So the four property owners at this four-way stop, have you talked to them? Because you're going to take some of their land. And, you know, the answer is always, well, yeah, and how do they feel about it? Well, they're not happy about it. Okay, then I'm voting no on it, right? Because I'm going to protect that individual's private property rights. And that's what I expect from politicians, regardless if they're at the local, state, or national level.
Yep, and you have to do that. We can have some policies that, oh, yeah, maybe that sounds good. But if we get back to the foundation and we look at the Constitution, what you had in your hand, that's what we have to go by. And we have to be courageous, and we have to be determined to elect, you know, representatives and elected officials that are going to stand by that. And we've gotten soft on that. Let me share with you our new vision statement, because I'm excited for this. This pertains to what you're saying. Our new vision statement that the board just adopted on Tuesday night this week is: the Spokane County Republican Party will champion and defend the unique and inherent American values and principles centered on faith, family, and freedom upon which this country is founded. Now, to me, that's a strong statement. We're bound and determined to be bold. We're going to speak the bold truth, and we're going to get people we're going to elect people that are going to stand on these principles and not be compromising. Again, we have to. It's way past time, and people have had enough. You know, you and me, we got involved a while back. I mean, you got way more involved than I did, you know, earlier on, Caleb, and I appreciate you standing for that, because we have to have people that will speak the bold truth and stand for the principles and not be compromised anymore.
I love what you said there, faith, family, and freedom, because this is the antithesis of what the left believes in right now, right? Everything that you just said in that statement, and it's in bold lettering as well. I love that. Like, they look at that and they're like, oh my gosh, it's Christian nationalism. It's so scary. Right. But that is our foundation. And we should not shy away. And especially in GOP politics, that faith element, because that is essential to America. We cannot be successful. We will never make America great again unless we have faith at the forefront of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know, you know, my faith, I wouldn't be here without my Christian faith and faith in God. But when we talk about that, we're talking about the constitutional values of freedom of religion. And we do stand, the Republican Party stands for freedom of religion, period, right? For every religion, for every faith. And that is the constitutional freedom. They did that on purpose, right? Now, a lot of us come with this with a Christian, you know, background, with our love for Jesus, and we feel called to do this. But that doesn't mean we turn away people that may not have that faith. It is the constitutional, again, if we go back to the Constitution, the freedom of religion, that is so important, that has made our country so great, and that we need to return to.
Yeah, it's the first right that's really codified in the First Amendment, is that we have the freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. They've kind of flipped that on its head now. And now we become this post-Christian nation that really worships secularism more than anything else. And we can't do that. I mean, if you look at our founding fathers, they didn't all agree. They were different denominations. And even as we advanced as a culture in the years, there were many that didn't believe in God at all. But you know what they did? They were expected, especially as a public servant, to at least live under the moral code that had been established biblically. And that's why this nation was so successful, right? If you remove God from it, and you can look example after example after example throughout history, we can look at the Old Testament. When God's chosen people followed God, they were blessed. When they turned away and they started murdering their children on the altars of Moloch, which is exactly what we're doing under abortion, they were taken into captivity. They were sold into slavery. So there is something to be said for God's judgment upon a nation that moves away from that Christian morality.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Caleb. And that's why I'm called to do this. You know, I'm certainly not making the big bucks doing this. Just FYI, don't make any money doing this. This is a calling, right? And we're standing for those principles. And that is exactly why I've been doing this. You know, I did work before. I served on school boards, local school boards, and then on the State Board of Education. It was the same there. It was a calling. And I wanted to make it better for our kids. I wanted to, you know, have a better future for them and better, you know, education services for them. And unfortunately, I fought that, you know, very hard at the state level as well. And what I really see is it's now these laws and these state policies that are being passed by people that aren't grounded in these truths. And so that's why I decided to start fighting this at a different level. Again, it's for our future. It's for our children. And we've got to stand. We're, you know, we're on the precipice of losing it. We are. And we saw that during COVID. I couldn't believe it. I honestly was stunned. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is insanity. I grew up as a, you know, small town girl, farmer's daughter out in the boondocks. And I just would say to my dad, can you believe this? You know, he lived in Oregon. So they were similar policies and lockdowns and mandates, you know, to what we saw here. And of course we had the dichotomy of going to Idaho 30 minutes away and it being completely different. So, yeah, it's a worthy fight. Again, we can't do it alone though. It's a big lift. And it's going to take a lot to change the system, but we're doing it. We're doing it one person at a time, one PCO at a time, you know. So our membership, just so people know, is made up of PCOs. That's the precinct committee officers. And those are, you know, your neighborhoods, your precincts are neighborhoods, about 1,000 people. We've got about 451 precincts in Spokane County. And we've got about, you know, a little over half of them full. But we need a lot more people to help because we need people talking to neighbors. This is, again, this is grassroots. I can't say this enough. And I love this about this organization. It is neighbors talking to neighbors. We got to get back to that. You know, that's a golden gem. I think that God is, you know, pointing us back to as relationships with each other and having conversations and kindness and grace and love, right? Not everybody's going to agree with this, and that's okay, right? We still can walk in grace and love with each other. But getting back to that is what's going to change our community. It's going to change our county, our state, and it's going to change our country back.
Yeah, and it really shouldn't be too hard. I mean, they're giving us so much ammunition. You brought up COVID. It's a great example, right? We had the very blue state of Washington and all of their draconian measures, and then we could just escape over to Idaho and go to a restaurant and not wear a mask. It was great. Now, I still walked around Washington State without a mask on.
And me too.
Yeah, it was fun. I was a little bit angrier, just a little bit. But I mean, look at it. Look at everything that's going on nationally. I mean, Joe Biden has drained our strategic reserves. Our gas prices are through the roof, right? And once again, we can go over to Idaho and it's a whole lot cheaper. Why? Because Washington State has implemented policies where they tax the crud out of you for your gasoline, right? So what we're seeing right now is a real opportunity for Washingtonians. And that opportunity is to switch, to move over. Go talk to your neighbor, as MJ was just talking about, and ask them. Ask them specific questions that are hurting them in the pocketbook, and then point to the fact that we've been a Democrat state for a very long time. We've got the current administration with Joe Biden and his buffoonery. And what can we do about that? Well, maybe nothing much at the national level, but we certainly can at the local level. I mean, let's just talk about Mayor Lisa Brown, right? We're already seeing, does anybody even go to downtown Spokane anymore? I know I don't. I don't like it. I'm well-armed. I still don't like it. All right. The place is a cesspool and it could be so great. Spokane is so beautiful with the river running through it and all these great restaurants and nobody's going down there. Well, we can change that if we just simply get involved at that local level.
Yep, absolutely. And I'd tell you to go to SpokaneGOP.com to find out more. You can look at the different precincts. You can find out what precinct you're in. Undertake action. And so you can figure out, you know, find out more, reach out to us anytime. And we'd like to have that conversation with you. But yeah, it's going to take people getting involved, right? I know I talked to a lot of people last year, like, oh gosh, if we lose this race, I'm going to move to Idaho. Well, you know what? I understand that, but we can't just keep moving when things don't go our way. I think Caleb, you know, you and I are called here to stand and fight for this, you know, our community. I love Spokane. I've been here for, oh my gosh, for almost 40 years. And it's in my heart. And so I'm going to stand and fight for our community, for what's right. And by neighbors getting involved and talking to neighbors, you know, what's interesting about Spokane is that in the city, we, you know, there's our legislators are Democrats. So we've, you know, seen a majority of people vote Democrat. But in policy, when you're looking at fiscal issues, when you're looking at social issues, initiatives, they vote conservative, yet they're voting Democrat on the ballot. So I think there's a lot of opportunity here. And again, we just need to have those conversations with our friends and our family and our neighbors and talk about this and say, you know, we just can't go with the pretty smile anymore. So, I mean, sometimes it is the whole package, but a lot of times it isn't. And these policies are very sneaky. They can look good on the outside. That's why we want to work together with you, our electeds as well, and get the right information out there. So as the Republican Party, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be a service to our community. We're going through the hard work of vetting these candidates, of going through a rigorous process and saying, okay, where do you line? What's your voting record if you have one? And if not, you know, show us the proof of how you are aligned with our constitutional freedoms and with our platform. And we're doing that work, you know, for people because we realize not everybody has the time or the resources to really dig and get through, you know, weed through the fluff on candidates to find out the truth. Judges, that's a tough one, right? How do you find out how a judge is going to go? And our nation is being wrecked right now with the progressive, I like to call them destructive progressive policies. And a lot of our judges are part of that.
Yeah. And you know, to the audience on this one is, as you're going out and you're speaking to your neighbors, your family, your friends, be passionate because look, it's super easy to argue with liberals. It really is because you can get them in a tizzy real quick and they get all emotional and they end up crying on the floor, sucking their thumb in the fetal position. Right.
But I think that's just your approach, Caleb.
Maybe it is. but don't dismiss that passion and that emotional aspect of it, because we as conservatives, as Republicans, what we tend to do is we deal in the facts. Right. And the facts, they're cold. They're unemotional. You're not pulling at people's heartstrings when you argue that way. And I'm much more logical. This is what I tend to do as well. But you got to be passionate about liberty, about freedom, because that is so essential to winning people over to our side of things. And when you can touch on them on something that they're passionate about and really get them to move away from this false narrative that is being proclaimed by the fake news, by the talking heads of the administration, you know, that the GOP is the party of racism, white supremacy, right, Christian nationalism. When you can move them away from that and really hit them where they're passionate about, you're going to win every single time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just look at, you know, one of our great governor candidates right now, Sonny Byrd. I love that man. I met him a year ago and he has not changed. He spoke to our PCOs for 2 hours the first night. It was in March. So it's been over a year ago and he hasn't changed one bit. So we're not racist. We just, you know, that's what people like to throw at us to try to shut us down and quiet us. We're passionate people that are trying to change our country and we're willing to stand up against the narrative. We're willing to stand up for bold truth. And that's what it's going to take.
You bring up Sonny Byrd and it's a great point because one of the things that I'm excited about seeing with this local GOP here is you've moved away from, well, the most electable candidate, right? Because they always throw that out there, right? Well, we got to go for who's most electable, and the most electable is most oftentimes the rhino, right? That's what they try to say to us in especially in blue states, right? Sonny Byrd is the best candidate for the job. He understands the Constitution. He has years and years of dedicated public service. And this is who you guys said, that's who we're going to support. You know, this is the best candidate. It doesn't matter if you're saying he's more electable. And you know what Sonny Byrd's proving? He is the most electable candidate because his message is resonating with the public.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he showed us. As a school board member, he stood up against the max mandates. He talked to his health department, local health department. He saw what it was doing to kids. He saw the harm that was happening and the, you know, downward spiral of their mental health. And him and other school board members stood up for it. They got recalled for it. I will stand behind somebody like that that's willing to go to bat for our kids every single day. And that's what we've got to do. And so, yeah, Sammy's a very exciting candidate. You know, the thing that we've got to own, Caleb, I think, is that we've got to own that we've got to get involved. And our Christian community has got to step up and get involved in these elections. They have to. We are losing because they're not standing up. And, you know, churches, we need to talk about this. This is affecting our livelihood. This is godly that we get involved in every area of our community, right? And that's what our research is showing us, is that we have Republicans that are apathetic, or maybe even libertarians. I don't care what you are. We both believe in the Constitution, right? Or even if you're independent, right? We need to get involved, and we need to step up and get other people, hold people accountable to say, are you voting? And who else are you talking? Who else are you going to the ballot box with, you know, and taking your ballots in to the drop box? I recommend that, not post office.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But yeah, if you're hiding under either being pious or apathy, then you're the problem. To be quite honest, if you think as a Christian that I don't engage in the things of this world, well, the world's engaging in you, and you are called specifically to go out and impact your world, the world that you live in. And part of that is politics. So get in the fight, or I'm going to get real angry at you. I did want to say one other thing as well, not her, just me. You know, Washington State just recently, we won a really, really fantastic award. It was awesome. I was super excited about this, okay? We are the most corrupt state in the union. I don't know if you saw this. It just came out last week. It was awesome, all right? We got an award. We've also been designated as the third most liberal state in the union, just behind Massachusetts and Maine. So we actually beat out California and Oregon. And then we get this award of being the most corrupt state. Now I know causation isn't, you know, that correlation, right? I get that whole thing, but there might be something to this, and it might be time to maybe vote the other way. I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, let's see. How's it working? You know, is this what we like? Yeah. I saw Christy, the big, you know, it's not working. We've got to change this. And so we've got to get involved. We need every person to step up, get involved. You know, get to the ballot box, but get involved locally. Come in, get involved with Caleb, get involved with, you know, Turning Point, get involved with the Republican Party, do something, because this is not working. How we're voting is not working. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people are starting to wake up, and they're kind of listening to this narrative and going, wait a second, this isn't adding up. You know, you see this on social media, you see this on, you know, you talk to people, I've talked to a few Democrats that have now switched lately, and they said, you know, I can't even question the Democratic leadership and have these courageous conversations to question what some of these leaders are doing. This is insanity. I agree. It is insanity to keep doing the same thing and expect different results. Is the definition of insanity.
Yes.
So join us and let's change this, because we can change it. But you being not involved or not voting, then you're just giving it over to the enemy.
Yeah. So we're almost out of time here, but how do people connect with you? If somebody's listening to this show and they're like, you know what, I'm going to get involved. How do they connect?
Go to SpokaneGOP.com. There's a place to volunteer. There's lots of information there. You can go under Take Action, and you're going to find, you know, places to volunteer, to find out, you know, how to become a PCO. You can find out where your precinct is. We've got district leaders, you know, all over the county that are willing and really wanting to meet with you. I'd love to meet with you. And so just reach out to us, and you can reach me at chair@SpokaneGOP.com, chair@SpokaneGOP.com. Send me an email. Love to chat with you. And let's work together. Again, we have to do this together. It takes numbers to win. It takes numbers to defeat the enemy, and we need you.
Yeah, well said. Thank you so much for joining us on Church and State. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Caleb.
Absolutely. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for you to fight the good fight. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church. I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention church and state when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention church and state. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use church and state when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry, your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a 2-for-1 there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code Church and State. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.